Hello.
Hello, I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions about issues affecting people in the city of Atlanta. All of your answers are confidential. First of all, let me ask you, what is your zip code, just to make sure we speak to all areas?
30310.
And what is the year of your birth, just to make sure we speak to all ages?
54.
Okay, and what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
High school.
And are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin, yes or no?
No.
And what is your race or ethnicity?
Black.
Thank you. For whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
Biden.
And are you registered to vote in the city of Atlanta, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, registered to vote in Atlanta.
Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. I have inflation and cost of living, climate change and environment, immigration, education, public transportation, traffic, racism and discrimination, crime, jobs and the economy, or abortion access. The three most important to you?
Abortion.
Okay.
Job.
Job. And the last one?
And,
crime, racism, traffic.
Cost of living.
Inflation and cost of living. Thank you. When thinking about the direction in which each of the following are headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied? The first one is the city of Atlanta.
Somewhat satisfied.
The next one, the Atlanta region. Very somewhat satisfied or somewhat dissatisfied.
Of what?
The Atlanta region.
Uh-huh.
In general, are you very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, or somewhat dissatisfied?
Somewhat.
And the last one, Georgia. Very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of Georgia in general?
Very dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, okay? And now we'd like to rate your feelings about some people, some groups of people, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them. 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, like neutral. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use a number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you have never heard of the people, just tell us that as well, okay?
Sure.
The first one, Martha Buses. How would you rate Martha Buses from 0 to 10, okay? The Atlanta Police Department from 0 to 10?
A 5.
5. The Atlanta Belt Line from 0 to 10?
I would say a
6. 6, okay. Governor Brian Kemp, from 0 to 10, how would you rate him?
I would say a 2.
2. The next one, artificial intelligence companies, from 0 to 10?
I would say 7.
Mayor Andrea Dickens, from 0 to 10?
He's trying. I say 8.
8. Martha Trains, from 0 to 10?
I don't know who she is.
Electric scooters, from 0 to 10? Electric scooters?
Electric scooters?
Yes, from 0 to 10?
I would say a 5.
5. Self-driving cars from 0 to 10?
I would say 0.
0. The Atlanta City Council in general from 0 to 10?
I would say 3.
3. The last one, Uber and Lyft. the application Uber and Lyft. From 0 to 10?
I would say, I would say a 9.
9, okay. Thank you so much. How would you rate the traffic in Atlanta? Is it a major problem, a minor problem, or not a problem at all?
Major.
And how would you rate the quality of public transportation in Atlanta? Is it excellent, good, only fair, poor, or very poor?
I would say fair.
And how frequently do you use public transportation in Atlanta? Do you use it almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, regularly, or never?
Never.
And how familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline and its facilities? Very familiar, just somewhat, not too familiar, or not at all?
Not familiar.
Not at all?
No.
And how frequently do you use the Atlanta Beltline in a typical month? Almost every day, a few times a week, a few times a month, rarely or never?
Never.
Based on what you know and what you have heard, do you have a positive opinion of the Atlanta Beltline or a negative opinion?
Negative.
Somewhat negative or very negative?
Somewhat.
And what's the first word or phrase that comes to mind when you think about the Atlanta Beltline?
Crime.
Okay. Thank you. And here are a few statements after each one. Please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly agree with the statement. 5 means that you neither agree nor disagree. And 0 means that you strongly disagree with the statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, okay? And the first one is,
sure.
Crime is a serious problem on MARTA and Atlanta buses. From 0 to 10, agree or disagree?
Agree.
From 0 to 10, which number?
Agree is the highest, right?
Remember, 10, it means strongly agree with the statement and 0.
Okay, 9. I say 9. Mm-hmm.
The next statement, the quality of Atlanta's roads is getting worse. From 0 to 10?
9.
Public transit make it easier for criminals to come to my neighborhood. From 0 to 10?
I'll say 9.
The next one, I trust MARTA to finish the project they're working on. From 0 to 10?
I'll say 9.
The last three, adding more highways will make Atlanta's traffic congestion better.
I agree.
From 0 to 10, which number?
10.
10. The last two, I can easily get to places I want to go on Atlanta's public transportation system. From 0 to 10?
I would say 1.
Okay. The last one, I feel safe riding MARTA. From 0 to 10?
I would say 2.
2. Okay. Thank you for your opinion. And we're almost done with the survey. We're at 60% now. Which of the following statements do you agree with most? Statement A, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problem by building out a comprehensive public transportation system, which will take more cars off our roadways. Or statement B, we can fix Atlanta's traffic problems by building out our micro-mobility system, allowing people to get quickly from place to place with electric bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars. Statement A or B?
A.
Strongly with A or just somewhat with the statement A?
I strongly agree with A.
And here are a few policies that city leaders might consider when trying to address the Atlanta area's traffic problems. After each one, please use a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that you strongly prioritize this policy and want to see it implemented right away. 5 means that somewhat prioritize this policy and feel lukewarm towards it. And 0 means that you do not prioritize this policy at all and do not want to see it implemented, okay? And from 0 to 10, the first one is adding light rail to the Beltline. From 0 to 10?
I think it should be light. 10.
Okay. The next one, incentivizing housing development close to public transit, from 0 to 10.
10.
Repairing potholes and fixing our streets, from 0 to 10.
A 10.
Adding extra capacity and trains to MARTA, making them more frequent and reliable.
10.
Prioritizing pedestrian safety features that will result in fewer traffic-related deaths. Okay.
Yeah.
The last five, adding more security to MARTA stops.
There's a 10.
Adding additional MARTA station around Atlanta.
10.
The last three, adding more bus stops in less wealthy neighborhoods.
10.
Expanding the streetcar system in the city.
I'll say 10.
And the last one, building more bike lanes for electric bikes and scooters, from 0 to 10?
I say 10.
Okay, now we're 80% of the survey. Thank you again for your time. Thank you so much. How familiar are you with the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, which will place pedestrian-friendly light rail alongside the Beltline Trail? Are you very familiar with that, somewhat familiar, not too familiar, or not at all?
Not at all.
Based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Do you strongly support that, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly agree? Okay. As you may know, the Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan will expand 22 miles of light rail transit along the existing Beltline trails. When completed, the Beltline transit will link up with existing and future MARTA stops and better connect Atlanta's neighborhoods. Based on what you just heard, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I support it.
Strongly or just somewhat support?
I support it. Strongly.
Okay, just strongly, okay. And now, we'd like to ask you some questions about the Atlanta Beltline. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. And please rate this statement on a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that it's very convincing statement about the Beltline. 5 means that it's neither convincing nor unconvincing. And 0 means that it's not at all convincing statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10, okay? Just 3 statements. The first one is, Atlanta is growing very quickly and we must plan for the future. Previous generations made a major mistake by prioritizing cars over people, leaving us with polluting freeways which door through our neighborhoods. We must invest in projects like Beltline Transit which reconnect our neighborhoods and give our children a future-proof Atlanta that can thrive for decades to come. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
I said that's a true statement. I would give that a 9.
9, okay. The last two, all world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. From 0 to 10, how convincing was that?
Repeat that.
No problem. All world-class cities have major public transportation systems that knit the city together. The Atlanta Beltline Transit Plan, when finished, will give Atlanta the same kind of public transportation system that cities like New York and Chicago enjoy. How convincing was that from 0 to 10?
That's not convincing.
Is that a 0?
Yeah.
Not at all convincing?
No.
Okay. And the last one, the city of Atlanta has one of the highest rates of pedestrian death of any major American city, killing 38 people in pedestrian accidents in 2022 alone. The problem will only get worse as more cars crowd our city. We need to make our roadway safer by prioritizing major infrastructure improvements, including Beltline Transit that will take cars off our streets and make our city safer for everyone. From 0 to 10, how convincing was it?
10.
Okay. And once again, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Will you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose? Now that you have a little more information, strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat opposed, or somewhat support. Okay, and now we're 90% of the survey. This is basically the last part. Again, thank you for your patience and for your help. Here are some statements that people have made about the Atlanta Beltline. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10 again. 10 means that it's very concerning statement about the Beltline. 5 means that you feel it's somewhat concerning, and 0 means that it's not at all concerning statement. You may use any number from 0 to 10 again. The first one is, the Beltline train isn't going to serve everyday Atlantans, but tourists instead, the train's top speed is 25 miles per hour, and it will only connect the affluent neighborhoods like Buckhead and or Midtown. We need actual transportation that helps everyday Atlantans, not another Disneyland monorail that only works for out-of-towners. That's very concerning, somewhat concerning, or not at all, from 0 to 10.
Very concerning.
Is that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, the last two. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries, to come. As we have seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they never turn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. That's very concerning, somewhat or not at all, from 0 to 10.
Read the question again.
Yes, no problem. The Beltline train will lock in bad public infrastructure for decades, if not centuries, to come. As we have seen with our freeways, once these projects are built, they never turn down. Instead of going ahead with an imperfect plan, the Beltline people should talk to more regular Atlantans and find out what we actually want and need. It's very concerning, somewhat or not at all concerning.
Very concerning.
Is that a 10?
Yes.
Okay, the last one. The Beltline train is a half-baked plan at best, relying on a questionable design that will take years to complete, assuming it ever finished. Let's look to the future and not the past for our solution. Instead, we should prioritize funding for electric bikes, scooters, and self-driving cars that can use artificial intelligence to move people around more effectively. It's very concerning, somewhat concerning, or not at all concerning. From 0 to 10.
Very concerning. I would say a 9.
9, okay. And one last time, based on what you know, do you support or oppose the planned expansion of public transportation onto the Beltline? Strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat support.
Somewhat support. And the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. How long have you lived in Atlanta? Less than a year? 1 to 2 years? 3 to 5? 6 to 10? 11 to 20? Or more than 21 years?
6 to 10.
And which of the following best represent how you think of yourself? Heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, bisexual or something else?
Straight.
And are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Married.
And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18, yes or no?
No.
In politics today, do you consider yourself a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Democrat.
And do you consider yourself a strong Democrat or not so strong?
Strong.
And which of the following best describe your current employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporary, retired?
Retired, yeah.
And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get the right category, okay? It's less than $25,000. Between $25,000 to $35,000, between $25,000 to $45,000, $45,000 to $55,000, $65,000 to $75,000,
You say fifty-five. You say for my income.
Yes, your total family income from all sources.
I don't know what my wife make, but you know, I would say.
Yeah, but approximately, is that correct? 55 to 65 thousand.
No, that's mine. That's mine.
Okay, so from all sources, maybe 65 to 75 thousand or more.
More.
75 to 85 thousand. Is that okay, or more?
More.
$85,000 to $100,000 or more.
Yes, 85 to 100,000.
Okay, and this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great day. Thank you for your help.
You do as well. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.